Now, it's 8:17. It's time for this week's Pause for Thought. I'm joined in the studio by Stephen Fletcher from St John the Evangelist Church in Bourne End in Hertfordshire.
Good morning, Helen. Well, I'm not a great fan of television. I much prefer the radio. But there's been a series on Channel 4, which in the past I've watched after discovering it by accident. It's called Undercover Boss. The idea of the programme is one where corporate executives work undercover in their own companies to personally examine their organisations and how they work. I'm sure that this subterfuge does result in the boss finding the occasional shirker and skiver, but they don't tend to put those on our screens. No, what struck me were the number of hard-working, humble, dedicated people who were quietly doing their work conscientiously, providing an excellent service. Quite often I've seen it where the boss has realised the potential of someone that they found on the shop floor and have given them a fast track to promotion to train others. I was reminded of this programme when my attention was drawn recently to an article by Ben Lazarus in the Daily Telegraph. Ben obviously lives in St Albans and regularly commutes from there into London. He describes how the lives of his fellow travellers are enhanced by the actions of James Allen, who's described as a train dispatcher. James makes the announcements, answers the queries, and dispatches the trains. But he does more than that. Ben describes how on one particular Monday, on a cold, grey, rainy morning, he heard a gentle, typical English voice saying, "Hello, my name is James. It is lovely to see you all here this morning. I understand that Monday mornings can be a difficult time for you all, but can I just say how happy I am to see you today? I truly mean that. I wouldn't do this job if it wasn't for all of you." Well, I wonder what your reaction would be if you heard that. Well, I can tell you that the cold, wet, hardened commuters of St Albans shuffled a bit, then grinned at one another, and after a few seconds, some began to clap, with most of the platform soon joining in. James now makes these announcements regularly, usually getting a round of applause, and many thank him for brightening their day. But it set me thinking, how often do we experience great service or great kindness from someone and say nothing about it? My elderly mother is frail and confused, and I've witnessed at first hand the extraordinary service she has received from paramedics who have taken their time, gently examined and assessed her before taking her to hospital. I've seen the patience and care and respect that the nurses give her in hospital. Yes, they're stretched terribly, but they still manage to provide exemplary service and care. There are areas of bad practice everywhere, but there is a danger that by keeping quiet when we see great service and just moaning loudly when we see things going wrong, we're presenting a distorted view of things as they really are. Which is why I feel the time has come for us to speak out. Speak out when we see people doing things above and beyond what we expect. We should do as Ben Lazarus did in the Telegraph this week and praise people like James Allen, the train dispatcher of St Albans, or Pete the paramedic from Basingstoke, or Kate the nurse on the acute ward. So, this is my pause for thought. How about we start a new Sunday morning feature? Let's call it Helen's Heroes, and use it to name someone we feel deserves to be recognised for how they have helped us this week. Call or text Helen now with your stories and comments. You know the numbers. You can probably say them with me. 08459 455 555 or text her on 81333. Begin your text with 3CR.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
I've got one to add, by the way.
Yes.
I love this idea. That in Milton Keynes, they've moved the post office and they've got this fancy new post office, which is in central Milton Keynes, this
right.
is. And there are lots of different ways you can serve yourself, and it can get a bit confusing sometimes. When I went in there the other Friday afternoon, it was chaos, absolute chaos. There were people everywhere not knowing what to do. And there was a particular woman who worked for the post office who was like an oasis of calm. Mm. She had a smile on her face. There were people getting quite stroppy.
Mm.
She was calm with them. She was kind with them. She wasn't begrudging of them trying to rush her along. She was fantastic. And I said to her, when she served me, I said, you must be some kind of saint. And she said, oh, no, she said, I just love my job. She, and I think she was the manager of the post office there. She was fabulous. Yeah. She ought to be acknowledged.
Well,
I think it's acknowledgement.
It.
Yeah, it's
because,
acknowledgement,
you know,
isn't
the
it?
Other 100 people that were there will go away moaning that they had
probably.
To queue.
Yeah, but, oh, she was brilliant. I think we could do something with this. Thank you for planting the idea.
That's okay.
Stephen. Much
hashtag
appreciated.
Helen's Heroes.
You can try and hashtag it if you like. It may just be you and me doing that. But
well,
we can try this. Stephen Fletcher with our pause for thought. Stephen is from St John the Evangelist Church in Bournemouth in Hertfordshire.